This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, meeting number two for Washington and New York on Sunday in the Meadowlands, MetLife. 1 o'clock, Washington, a 4-point favorite. Chris Bisignano is with us. Chris has been on with us before. He covers the Giants for the Giant Insider podcast and newspaper at Giant Insider on X on Twitter. And he joins us courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Chris, thanks again for spending time with us. I want to start with just Daniel Jones. Was there a chance after Monday night that they would have benched him or not?
No chance. He was playing today. Not even remotely questionable. He was going to play.
And so what kind of confidence, and why is the confidence still there for with Dable and Daniel Jones?
Because first of all, because Drew Lock and Tommy DeVito were behind him.
Right.
And two, look, Daniel's done some good things and a lot of bad things. He hasn't been a disaster. He had a 4-game run where he played pretty good football and hasn't resulted in wins. I get that. But we're not at that point now where Dable looks at him and says, okay, he can't move this team at all, and he gives us no chance of winning. So the bottom line is that Daniel right now gives him the best chance of winning. That's why Dable will stick with him.
What was the reaction to Dable, you know, in that press conference, describing in great detail the T.J. Watt sack strip fumble and basically laying it at the feet of Daniel Jones? You rarely hear coaches give you that kind of detail, but he did. And Daniel Jones, by the way, described it the same way in the press conference. He forgot to motion that tight end over to help the right tackle with T.J. Watt. But I'm just curious as to what the reaction was to Dable, you know, putting it out there that sack strip fumble was on Daniel Jones.
Yeah, look, we were surprised by it in the post game. We were definitely, that's not Dable's style. He usually just moves on, doesn't really want to get into it. So that was different, no question about it. From what I understand, though, Dable and Jones did talk before he came out, Dable, and Daniel knew that was going to be said. And like you said, Daniel said it in his presser too. But yeah, we were all kind of surprised by that. It kind of shows me a little bit that Dable was pissed, okay? Like, it was like, enough now. We can't have that with a 6-year quarterback. You have to know to shift the old Johnson over to tight end. And this is getting a little stupid now. So Dable, was he sending a message? No, but I think he was at the same time as like, oh, come on, man. We can't have this anymore. So I'm going to let everybody know exactly what happened in that play. It was very interesting because that's not Dable's style.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I saw that, and I saw, you know, the Manning cast, and Eli, right before the snap, said, you got to motion the tight end over. You can't leave T.J. Watt one-on-one. And then he threw his arms up in the air, like, what are you doing? And I kind of read it from afar that Dable's feeling the heat a little bit, you know, that he didn't want people to know that this one, you know, this turnover was on him.
I think that's a valid point, and I also believe that Dable wanted to tell everybody to, like, show everybody, like, I'm kind of getting sick and tired of these mental mistakes. You know, I was just talking with quarterback coach Shane Taney. They were meeting with the media assistants. Assistant. Even Shea was kind of, like, frustrated, like, yeah, that really can't happen, you know. So there's a lot of frustration. Look, guys, look, as you know, Kev, it's when you're 2-6, there's a ton of frustration in the building.
Right.
I think that was one of those moments where, like, Dable was very frustrated because that can't happen. What do you think? Of course, you know what happens knowing the Giants the way they've been lately, the last 6, 7, 8 years. Of course, TJ gets the strip sack and they get the ball right back. So just a lot of frustration. You can mount it up to a little bit like a frustration because it's not good feelings around the building here with this 2-6 season.
Right, you know, but you said something and alluded to something, and I've actually talked about your team for a while. Like, I thought this was a very good defensive team even before the season started. Dexter Lawrence right now is having a defensive MVP type of season, but in the last two games in particular, they've gotten run on defensively. So why the step back defensively over the last 2 weeks?
Well, it's actually been a little bit longer than that as far as against the run. They're averaging, I think they give up over 440 a game. They just haven't been good against the run. They were a little bit better early in the season, but it's gotten worse each week. Look, guys are just not holding their gaps. But look, it's the same old story, too, right? And it'll never change in this league. You got to beat your guy up front, one-on-one. You got to get off the, I hate to say damn on this show. You got to get off the blocks, right? And they're just not doing it. And then on top of that, when a back gets into that second level, you got to tackle, man. You got to tackle before the sticks. And the Giants have had a lot of problems with that. And,
yeah.
You know, that's why you give up 140-plus a game, and now you got Brian Robinson, who destroyed him early in the year coming in this week. It's a big problem. They're just not getting it done. Besides Dex, Dex is getting it done, as we all know. But they've had a lot of issues, and that includes the linebackers, guys up front, and tackling. Been a big, big problem the last 4 or 5 games.
All right, what hasn't been a problem the last couple of games and is just – or last several games, because we didn't really see him in week two. He had one carry, is the emergence of Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah,
and Singletary's back healthy, and they've been able to run the football. And I would imagine that's kind of how you see the Giants winning this game, is possessing the football, keeping it out of, you know, Daniel's hands and running the football. A, is Tracy going to go Sunday? And B, you know, tell us a little bit about why they've been successful, you know, running the football here recently.
Yeah. The first part of your question is Tyrone's practicing today. They expect him to be cleared out of the protocol this afternoon. So it looks like he's going to play, barring any, you know, some kind of setback. But we just met with Dave, but it looks like he's playing. And the second answer is that, hey, look, Tyrone Tracy. This kid is only – he's got 1 year playing running back in college, and here he is now. His vision has been a huge surprise. And I talked about his vision back in camp. The kid's just a good running back, man. I mean, he's physical. He'll bring it to you when you go to tackle him, and you see him. When he's at the line, when he gets the ball, he'll cut left, he'll cut right. He finds that open hole. He's just a good back, man, and he's proven it. He's got 2 100-yard games this season, coming off a real good game, as you know, last week against a very good run defense game in, team in Pittsburgh.
Right.
So he's been a great surprise. His physicality, his vision, and a big reason why, you know, he's going to get the majority of the sacks.
All right, so what's the reaction up there to Washington's 6-2 start and Jaden Daniels in particular?
Well, the reaction is, it's no big surprise, you know, because so many people, fans, media, and Brian Dable and Joe Shane, they love Jaden Daniels. We all love Jaden Daniels. Dable, Shane love Jaden Daniels, but we knew we weren't going to be able to get him in the draft. So nobody's really surprised what Jaden's doing. Now, that being said, Did I have Washington 6-2 after 8 games? No, I didn't. But, look, Jaden Daniels is a story. Dan Quinn's defense, as you know, is getting better every week. And this is a good football team, man. This is a good – and, I, of course, you always need a few breaks to go here and there. We all saw what happened last week. So this is a good football team. Everybody kind of expected Washington with Jaden to be much better this year. As far as 6-2, like I said, maybe not 6-2-wise, but not a real big surprise because you just saw it with your guy, Jaden Daniels, man. You just saw it in LSU. You saw it in training camp. You saw it at the beginning of the year. We saw it in game one where Jaden killed us with his legs. He's getting better every week with the arm. He's accuracy, tough. What more can I say, buddy? It's been pretty impressive.
All right, so what kind of chance do you give the Giants Sunday?
I give them a good chance. I'll give you a couple reasons why. They always play well against Washington. Actually, usually beat Washington, but this year we know what happened. If they score a few touchdowns, that's been a problem. They only have 1 in 16 quarters at home, which is mind-boggling.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. They haven't got any turnover. They're -3. They got 1 interception. I think if they can get a turnover in Jaden or somebody and keep them out, because their red zone, you guys' red zone offense hasn't been the best, and they get a couple of red zone scores, the Giants, they have a chance to get out of here with a win. I think it'll be a tough battle. I think it's going to be close, and there's a good chance the Giants can get out of here with a win. But we said that a few times this season, so we'll see.
Chris, thanks again. Appreciate it. Enjoy it on Sunday.
Enjoy the game. Talk soon.
Yep. Chris Bisignano from the Giant Insider podcast and newspaper at Giant Insider. Time for our predictions on the game. Denton, you want to go first?
I'm optimistic this week, which, shocker. I mean, the team has been giving us a lot of reasons to be optimistic. But I'm of the belief, you know, I think, understandably, there's been a lot of conversation about the first time these two teams matched up, and it was, well, if the Giants had a field goal kicker of the game, they probably would have won. I think you can make that same argument, too, if Washington executes in the red zone on two plays, that they win this thing by double digits. But at the time, it felt like because we'd never seen a team go 7 possessions and score on every single one of them, that was not something that was feasible. I think it was. So I'd look at this one and I say that the offense is going to be way better. Way better than it was last week because Jaden's practiced more this week, and way better than it was the first time these two teams matched up just because there's been more consistency. And we have seen that this is a legitimately really, really good to borderline great offense in the NFL. I think Washington puts up a lot of points against New York. I think the final score is going to be 30-20. Washington, I think they jumped to 7-2. I don't think they've been 7-2 in my lifetime. So I'm ready.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready for a little bit of history.
1996, the last time they were 7-2, and they actually were 7-1 in 96 and lost the ninth game of the year. Look, to me, this is, and I think I'm going to say this a lot about our games the rest of the year. The formula to beat Washington is to use your offense to control the game. The Giants are capable of running the football. Washington has not been great were consistently good enough against the run. They've got, if they get Tracy back, and it sounds like he'll be there, that combination of Singletary, Jones is a dual threat guy. And then, you know, working Washington's corners with play action, with quick game. Malik Nabers was 10 catches, 127 yards in the opener. It was pretty obvious he was a stud in week two, and he dropped the biggest catch of the game. The Giants, I think, can shorten the game. I think they can possess the ball. I think this is, you know, I said it earlier, if Washington can get a lead and maybe get a two-score lead and turn Daniel Jones into a have-to-throw quarterback, this could get, you know, ugly for New York. If New York can run the football and stay balanced and, you know, these long drives not self-destruct, I think it's a really close game, and I think that's the way it's going to go. I like Washington 23-20, so the Giants getting a cover, but Washington winning the game 23-20. This should be another big game for Brian Robinson Jr. against the Giants. He had 133 yards in that first game. You know, Jaden ran for 44, and Washington rolled up, you know, 441 yards of offense in that game. And, you know, their third down conversions were, you know, like 60%, something like that. And they had the ball for like 20 more plays than the Giants had it. And if the Giants get that play count back to something, you know, even, it means they're moving the football a little bit. That's still my concern against anybody, especially teams that can run the football. But I'll go 23-20 Washington to get to 7-2. For the first time since 96. That would be amazing. And then we'll be talking a lot about the game on Monday, but we'll also be talking a lot about the deadline the next day, Election Day Tuesday, and what they would be looking for at that point.
Can I finally get a Luke McCaffrey touchdown this week? I've only been betting that every week since the Browns game. Can I get
sure.
a Luke McCaffrey touchdown?
One. I'll give you one.
It's like plus 550 for an anytime touchdown. That's a pretty good bet. I would like to have that cash, please. I need the money.
A friend of mine said that if Penn State, Indiana, and Oregon all tie atop the Big Ten undefeated, that Oregon is out. He didn't tell me why, but I'm assuming he knows why they're out. So,
yeah, I think it comes to like common games and then strength of conference schedule. So Oregon needs some people to win more games.
Yeah. Good football weekend. Nothing great tonight. You know, Boise plays tonight. You get, you know, a Heisman contender in Genty, their running back, who's really good. And then we get a really good noon game tomorrow and a good day Sunday. I know people, we're going to get a lot of high profile games next year, and we might even get some at the end of this year. I love it when they play at 1 o'clock and you get a W, and then you can sit back and enjoy some of the other games late in the afternoon and at night. The second game on Sunday should be great. Hey, I wanted to mention before we leave for the day, I want to wish a friend of ours, Pete Medhurst, who was, you know, on this station hosting a show with Chris Russell, want to wish him the best. He's battling something right now, and we really wish him the best in an upcoming surgery, which I think is taking place right now. Pete was here at the station for a while, and we're just praying for him and hoping it all turns out for the best. All right, brother, you ready for some football?
I'm ready for some football. I'm ready to make some money this weekend. So let's make a vow to do that.
Let's do that. You know, I'll have the happiness hedge situation going Sunday. Be rooting for that 23-20 win, but if they blow them out, I'll be fine with it as well. All right, Chris is in. Who's he in with?
Just Rooster Solo today, taking this one on.
All right, enjoy Chris next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.